Hello?
Hey, Samuel. I didn't hang up on you. I don't know what happened. We got disconnected.
Yeah, I was talking to myself.
Yeah, for a little bit there. I tried to call you back as soon as I can, but the line just went dead.
But what number are you calling me because does not show to be registered?
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, I'm calling the 773-562-3878.
Yeah, this is my number.
Yeah, that's what I called. This number.
What about your number?
Oh, it should be 877-635-6225.
No, it's 773-389-3177.
Oh, it's because I called over the computer. We were on the landline before, and then I don't know what happened. We got disconnected, so I called you back on the computer.
Well, this is the same number you called me previously, I believe.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, we're using a voiceover internet system, so I'm actually calling you through Google, and it usually will just pick up the local number that Google has for your area, and then we end up ringing through that way. But I'm on a computer. I'm not on, like, a landline. I have, like, a headset, and it's a computer. So
I know, but I'm running away from those numbers because I receive probably up to 20, 25, 50 days, this kind of numbers that are not in the system. Since they're not in the system,
that's probably why you didn't answer me last time, huh? Didn't recognize the number coming through. That makes sense.
I get a lot of calls. They ask me for credit cards and from things, blah, 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 for last 4 digits of security number. Then at the end of the day, they put together my information and then steal money or do something. So
yeah,
I need
you gotta
to
be careful.
Now I'm seeing it, but when you call me next, it's got to be a phone number that's registered.
Okay.
So otherwise,
I got you.
I mean, I'm not going to take any call up. I mean, I've seen the number, but I said, let me see what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, to make my sure verified better, you can also email me. I think you did, but I don't have the email no more or something. I don't know. I don't remember what happened. Email
yeah,
me with your, to make sure
back,
this
yeah.
is not a scheme or something, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So okay.
I
forgot your name is what? John?
John, yeah, I'm the director here. I've talked to you about three times now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember I talked to you, but I told you at the beginning that my card, I closed my card because of the Angie.
Yeah. Well, I promised I'd call you back, so that's why I put you on my calendar here. I'm just trying to follow up.
Yeah. Well, I looked last night on my phone, and I read again the message that when you called me the first time, you read me a message. There was a phone number. And I keep saying to myself, oh, my gosh, how can I get back to this guy? Because yesterday another guy called help. Kept calling me, and I just couldn't hang up the phone with him. He just never finished.
Yeah, my number is in there, though, like right above it in your text messages, right above the pricing page.
Yeah, I seen
the
it.
Last time we talked. Yeah, the number's in there. You could always call back in.
Well, I know, but when you call back, you always somebody else answers, and I was afraid I'm not going to get to the right guy.
Oh, no, they'll transfer you to me. I put my name on your account as the account manager. So that way they'll always send you back to me unless it's like a specialized thing where like they're building a website for you or something. Then it'll stay in their department.
Mm-hmm. Okay, John. I talk to you later Monday, okay?
Okay, bye-bye. I got you on my calendar for Monday. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.